As you can see, the provider payment levels in aggregate.
Yesterday morning at the Capitol, Kansas Department of Health and Environment Director of Healthcare Finances, Carrie Bruffett, addressed a packed Legislative Oversight Committee meeting. The department oversees the work of the managed care companies. She said that most of the glitches that came at the start of CanCare have been fixed, and the new system is now working nearly as well as the old Medicaid. As of November, the three companies are paying completed claims on time 98% of the time.
How you doing, my man? So far, so good?
But at Southwest Boulevard Family Healthcare Clinic in Kansas City, Kansas, that rosy assessment of CanCare doesn't match what Dr. Sharon Lee has been seeing. She says that the three managed care companies have done little to improve their service over the year.
Well, they've done more PR outreach.
Southwest Boulevard is a safety net clinic that serves mostly the uninsured and Medicaid and Medicare recipients. Dr. Lee says that here payment for Medicaid services is running about a week or two late.
So you don't get the payment. It means you don't have the money in the bank. It means you can't use it to pay your staff and to do all the other things that you do with that income.
Many Kansas doctors, hospitals, and nursing homes continue to report payment delays and other CanCare complications. In September, one hospital in northern Kansas said it hadn't had a single claim processed correctly by one of the three companies. Tish Hollingsworth is with the Kansas Hospital Association. She says that payment delays and all the new paperwork of three different companies has been raising the cost of doing business for many Kansas medical providers.
Some of our hospitals have indicated that they've had to add extra staff to be able to help with the sheer volume.
A payment delay of a week or a few weeks might not mean much to some providers, but these delays can be hard for doctors or hospitals that work with a lot of Medicaid patients. Dr. Lee says that Kansas Medicaid pays her about 40% of what private insurance pays for the same treatment. That often doesn't even cover her costs for treating patients. Jerry Slaughter of the Kansas Medical Society says the added problems of payment delays could have an impact on health care.
What it may lead to is physicians taking perhaps fewer Medicaid patients.
While payment delays are mainly just a problem for health providers, other delays are trickling down to patients. The state says that prior authorizations are taking about 1 to 3 days, but some providers have reported more significant delays for these approvals on treatments and prescription drugs.
It's been a real problem for certain patients.
For HIV patients, missing a few days of a medication due to a prior authorization delay can be a big deal. Dr. Lee says that these delays have also become a drain on clinic resources.
So we've shifted a person into the position of doing the callbacks and those prior authorizations, which can sometimes, and I'm not joking when I say this, you can spend an hour and a half with one prior authorization.
Talk to the largest hospital chain in the state who says that their non-reimbursement rate has went from 17% to almost 50%.
At yesterday's meeting, Democratic Representative Jim Ward joined a handful of groups voicing their concerns about the delays. He talked about problems he had heard from big hospitals in his Wichita district. During a Q&A, Ward asked the Health and Environment Director, Carrie Bruffett, about where those stories fit into her optimistic assessment of CanCare. Bruffett acknowledged that some providers had legitimate issues.
We know this is not the experience for every provider. And we know it's not even the experience for every provider type.
While her numbers argued against the idea that CanCare delays were a big problem, Bruffett admitted that some improvements were still needed. She said that the managed care companies would continue to get better due to a payment incentive program built into CanCare. At the end of the year, the state will withhold 3% of the managed care company's money if they don't meet certain performance goals, including on-time payment. She said that many fixes were still underway.
We know that the Hospital Association and KDHE and managed care organizations continue to work on some systems issues that will improve the timeliness of payment.
The Kansas Hospital Association and Medical Society say the state and managed care companies have generally been responsive to concerns. The hospital and doctors groups are pushing to decrease delays and for the three managed care companies to create a standardized claims process. The Hospital Association's Tish Hollingsworth believes the problems are solvable by the managed care companies.
I think they're probably as overwhelmed maybe with the transition as what we have been and maybe what the state has been. This was a huge endeavor to try to do in a short period of time, and so as a result of that, I think we're seeing a lot of these implementation issues.
So while observers agree that parts of CanCare got off to a rocky start, the managed care companies have an incentive to make the system work. They've got about a month to fix the remaining payment problems or risk losing out on part of the state payments. For KCUR, I'm Alex Smith.